This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Charges against the alleged Club Q attacker include hate crimes. In Colorado, those are defined as crimes at least partially motivated by bias against protected groups, including sexual orientation or gender identity. University of Denver law professor Ian Farrell says prosecutors will likely use the scene of the crime in their argument.
It would not by itself be enough to prove beyond reasonable doubt that the motive was animus against people of these communities, but it's certainly one of the things that would go towards the prosecution attempting to prove that.
The suspect is charged with 305 criminal counts. Officials in Denver are trying to figure out how a group of migrants ended up in the city this week. About 100 people are living in an emergency shelter after a bus dropped them off unexpectedly Monday. Michaela Ortega is with Denver's Office of Emergency Management.
We know for sure that they are from Central America and South America. We know Venezuela is one location.
Federal immigration officials said they didn't know anything about the group. A bill championed by Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is now law. President Biden signed the Speak Out Act on Wednesday. It means non-disclosure agreements will no longer be able to stop a person from revealing sexual harassment or assault in the workplace. Buck worked on the bill with lawmakers in the House and Senate. In a joint statement, they said the bill will hold abusers accountable and change the culture of the workplace. Colorado researchers are looking for a way to treat at least part of long COVID, the lingering effects of coronavirus, they say, that stay with many people after they've been infected.
Just to live with pain every day is a struggle.
Everyday pain, fatigue, brain fog, and other symptoms. We'll look at what may be some progress toward a treatment in about 15 minutes. And in just a minute, American Brittany Griner is on her way home after months of detention in Russia. A prisoner swap led to her release, and we'll hear more about that arrangement to begin this hour of Morning Edition. Thank you for listening this morning. It's going to be a sunny day across much of Colorado. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.